7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, we send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, and to all Muslims throughout the world, and especially the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, on this being the period of the reported demise of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that is Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. In a couple of days, it will fall on the time that is reported to be the stronger of the two opinions with regards to the demise of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. For as we have said previously, according to the narration itself, some believe it is 70 days, others believe it is 90 days, or 75 days and 95 days, depending on the way you read the particular tradition. But the one that is the later of the two dates is said to be the stronger and the more historically correct one. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who visit the grave of Zahra salamullah alayha in the city of Medina, wherever it may be, that the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, grant us the ability to visit the grave with him, indicates it for us, and we're able to do the ziyarah of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing a book to our dear listeners that hopefully will give us a better understanding of this blessed lady. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Fatima al-Zahra, The World's Most Outstanding Lady. This book was compiled and written by Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, one of the maraja and senior scholars of the Shia world. And it was translated by Sister Michelle Ahmadi, and was published by Naba organization, which is based in Tehran in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this book attempts to deal with the historical proceedings of the Prophet's daughter Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, from her childhood until her marriage. So after all of this, then an account of the sufferings and hardships that occurred after the demise, or according to this particular book, the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, till the moment of her own martyrdom. Again, this is a contentious issue. So the book basically has 6 chapters. And it first deals with the painful fate of women throughout history, especially during the time of Jahiliyyah, or the Arabian Peninsula before the coming of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it deals with her birth and the events and the circumstances that surrounded her blessed birth. It then deals with the love that the Holy Prophet and the extreme love that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for her, and how she assisted him during the struggles in Mecca, in Medina, in the battles, and so on and so forth. How she was a very loyal and an example of how a wife should be for the Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first Imam. And then the book deals with her demise and her circumstances that affected her after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners. And hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
شمسا تهدي البشرية لحياة القرب الأبدي يا قبلة عزم الأحرار في قلب محمد تلهمنا كل الإصرار وعلي يشهد يا قبلة عزم الأحرار في قلب محمد تلهمنا كل الإصرار وعلي يشهد يا روح الله يا سر الله يا روح الله يا سر الله يا آية كل الأزمان.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, we send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, and to all Muslims throughout the world on this being the period of the demise of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lady Fatima Zahra salamun alayha. The book that we introduced to our listeners is titled Fatima al-Zahra, the world's most outstanding lady, written by Grand Ayatollah Nasser Makarim Shirazi, Hafazahullah, may Allah protect him, translated by Michel Ahmadi, and published by NABA organization. So we'll be reading a part of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. The extraordinary love of the Prophet for Zahra. Whenever I long for paradise, I kiss the throat of Fatima. All of the historians and masters of the hadith have written that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had an astonishing attachment to his daughter Fatima. It is certain that the Prophet's affection was not only because of their relationship as father and child, even though this sentiment swelled the Prophet's being, the phrases and words the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam spoke when he expressed his affection for his daughter Fatima salamu alayha, showed that there are other standards being propounded. This affection is one of a kind. Love of the beloved of God is love of God. From the many narratives that have come to us on this subject, it is enough to just mention the following ones from the famous books of Shia and Sunni. There is no man more beloved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam, and no woman more beloved than Fatima salamullah alayha. It is interesting that a large group of these hadiths were reported by Aisha, that is the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this honorable verse was revealed, that make not the calling of the messenger among you as your calling of one another, the Muslims did not address the Prophet as Muhammad anymore. Instead, they said, O Messenger of God, Fatima salamullah alayha says, after this verse was revealed, I didn't dare call my father as father dear. And when I went to him, I would say, O Messenger of God. One or two times I repeated this address. I saw that the Prophet became upset and turned his face away from me. The third time, he turned to me and said, O Fatima, this verse was not revealed for you, and not for your family and descendants. You are of me, and I am of you. This was revealed in relation to the oppressors and bad disposition, ill-mannered of Quraysh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to enable us to truly understand Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, and to give us the opportunity to visit her grave with the Imam of our time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.